currency through open market operations. So that's been the explanation given to that. But you can get more of the of how the Kwacha is performing, which will be coming through right towards the end of the business news, which is up next in the news at 8. The time is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup 2025 final is finally here. Zesco United will battle Red Arrows in the Absa Cup final at Levy Wanawasa Stadium on Saturday, 10th May 2025 at 15 hours. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, and East Wing 70 Kwacha, 20 Kwacha for North and South Wing. Don't miss out on this thrilling experience with a special appearance by His Excellency, Mr. Hagainde Hichilema.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. MedRap slams unjustifiable delay in appointing ZAMSA board. Dairy farmers warned of tick-borne disease risk during cold season. And in global news, Pakistan's prime minister says it made reply to Indian strikes after Pahalgam killings. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugandon. Medicines Research and Access Platform MedRap Chief Executive Officer Leo Kalioka has criticized the prolonged delay in constituting a board for the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, describing the inaction as unjustifiable. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lioka has attributed the ongoing operational challenges at ZAMSA to the lack of proper leadership, saying the absence of a board is hampering the agency's ability to function effectively. Mr. Lioka has also dismissed suggestions that ZAMSA is a failed project, arguing that the lack of a governing board, not the agency's structure, is the primary reason for its current struggles. He has called on government to urgently resolve the matter, warning that without a strategic leadership framework in place, the agency will remain stalled and ineffective in fulfilling its mandate.
This is why you have also seen different statements in the media from government, top government officials alleging that ZAMSA is a failed project. It is not a failed project. The failure is in managing the institution. If you look at what the mandate of the institution, is clear for the people of Zambia, and it's supposed to provide that service to the people of Zambia. But I think what we are failing is actually to constitute a management system for the board. And I think that relies squarely on the minister and the Ministry of Health to be able to do that.
The Veterinary Association of Zambia, VAZ, has warned dairy farmers of an increased risk of tick-borne diseases as the cold season approaches, cautioning that failure to act could severely impact animal health and dairy productivity. Association President Dr. Malcolm Chioba says as the cold season sets in, dairy farmers are advised to take preventive measures to ensure their animals are safe and the country does not lose out on dairy productivity. Dr. Chioba is urging farmers to ramp up preparations for the approaching dry and cold seasons, with a strong focus on animal nutrition and proper vaccination. He has emphasized that good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining both milk production and overall livestock health during harsh weather conditions. Dr. Chioba has further underscored the need for a proactive approach to livestock care, particularly for dairy animals, which he notes are more vulnerable to environmental stress than beef cattle.
Going into the, cold season, and in the cold season, a lot of diseases happen, especially the tick-borne diseases. These are diseases that are caused by ticks. We call them tick-borne diseases. The ticks reproduce a lot faster in the cold season. And and therefore transmit diseases at a very high rate, and you're going to have a lot of mortalities of animals. So we would be wanting to advise farmers that they should ensure the animals are dipped weekly or sprayed weekly, and check for quick signs of diseases and report to professionals.
Governance activist Gilbert Chisenga has called on politicians across the country to present clear and tangible policy agendas in order to instill confidence in voters ahead of the 2026 general elections. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chisenga has expressed concern over the lack of concrete policy proposals from political leaders, warning that this creates uncertainty about their readiness and credibility. With only months remaining before the country heads to the polls, Mr. Chisenga has emphasized the importance for politicians to set well-defined agendas and outline realistic plans for implementation if elected. He has further noted that the ongoing confusion and internal divisions within political parties are undermining their ability to build trust and attract voters. Mr. Chisenga believes that factions and infighting only weaken public confidence and distract politicians from addressing the real issues affecting citizens, and has urged political leaders to focus on national interests and engage in issue-based politics to strengthen Zambia's democratic process.
Even today, we have got less than 450 days before the 10th August 2026 election. All we are hearing from the opposition political parties is confusion, factionalism, and also criticizing the current government without providing alternative solutions. If the government is doing wrong today, what is it that they are providing as an alternative to the government of the day? We are not seeing that. What is it that you have on your political menu as alternative policies to the current government? We are not seeing that.
Governance and Development Advocates Executive Director Elias Malenga has expressed optimism that the ongoing solar power projects across the country will significantly contribute to Zambia's economic growth and development. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Malenga says the completion of these projects will not only enhance energy capacity, but also open new avenues for investment, job creation, and poverty reduction, with the solar initiatives marking a major step toward diversifying Zambia's energy mix and promoting sustainable development. Mr. Malenga explains that reliable energy supply is key to stimulating economic activity, improving public services, and elevating the overall standard of living. He has emphasized that renewable energy projects align with national development goals and government's vision for uninterrupted power to support business growth. The ongoing solar power projects are expected to be completed by the end of this year, adding an estimated 1,000 megawatts to the national grid, and thereby providing sufficient and stable energy to back development efforts across sectors such as healthcare, education, and enterprise.
Once the solar energy companies that are coming on board are fully operational, we will not have shortage of power, and business communities will start benefiting and have an economic recovery from the loss that we incurred as a nation through load shedding, which also resulted in the drought without rains in the country.
In global news, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif says Pakistan responded to India's strikes by downing Indian jets, a claim Delhi has not confirmed. Pakistan says 31 people have been killed and 57 injured by airstrikes in Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir and firing along the line of control. Meanwhile, India's army says at least 15 civilians were killed by Pakistani shelling on its side of the de facto border. We monitored the BBC for other global stories.
The Ukrainian Air Force has accused Russia of launching bomb attacks on the Sumy region of northern Ukraine shortly after a Kremlin-sponsored ceasefire officially took effect. Kyiv rejects the truce but has repeated its call for a longer 30-day ceasefire. Events will take place on Thursday to mark the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War in Europe. They include a service of thanksgiving in London and a ceremony under the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. The cardinals involved in the secretive conclave at the Vatican will return to the Sistine Chapel on Thursday morning to vote again on who should be the next pope. The first ballot failed to reach